All right, good afternoon and welcome. It is time for another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here until 5 o'clock today. Star-studded episode today. Matt Sheehan from the Times-Herald will join us in the second hour of the program. And right off the bat from New York City, Doc Emmerich, who will be doing the NBC rivalry game tonight. A couple of original Sixers, Boston and the New York Rangers. Why are original six games so much more fun than the other games, Doc?
I don't know why. I guess it's maybe the historical content, and I don't know if history really rings true with a lot of millennials, but there was one outside the garden today that told me the history of the Stanley Cup and how it was donated in 1893, and she was probably 25, 30 years old. So I guess there are people that really care about it, and it was only a quarter century of our long history that'll hit 100 years around the 1st of January. From 42 to 67, that was the only time that we had original six teams. But, you know, the matchups are good, I think, because of the history, but also because the teams currently are pretty good, too. We got a Boston lineup coming in tonight that's a little bit weak. We have a goaltender that's never started an NHL game named Zane McIntyre that's going to start tonight for Boston. They are down to number 4 in the depth chart, and our research department, Dennis, is hurriedly trying to find the last time in October that an NHL team lost both of their number 1 and number 2 goaltenders to injury this early in the season. But those are all the things that a team gets presented with. And that old Port Huron Flags defenseman Claude Julien just said it's not about placing blame, it's about finding solutions. And so they're going to try to find solutions by playing better in front of a goaltender that's never started an NHL game before.
He's a smart guy, and I'm really glad they kept him, because I know when last season ended, there were rumors that Claude would be out of a job, and I just thought that was a crazy notion.
Yes, it was. And it wasn't his fault. It was just a falling down of the team collectively and just a landscape of injuries. And they've had a landscape of injuries now. David Backes won't be able to play. Had Bursa operated on today on his elbow, and they'll clarify his status on Saturday, but he won't be playing this weekend at all. Tuukka Rask's status is uncertain. Anton Khudobin, the other goaltender, at least 2 or 3 weeks. It's not exactly the way you start a season, but they're currently 3-3, and they had a stinker last night. They lost 5-0 at home to Minnesota. So they don't have too much time to recover and lick their wounds. They come right back and try to feel better about themselves by playing well against the Rangers tonight. Be interesting to see, but the name Jim Bannatyne came up in our conversation this morning because Claude mentioned, I learned an awful lot about professional hockey that first year in Port Huron as Jim Bannatyne was my defense partner. And he said, I learned a lot about the sport, and I learned a lot about the life because of him.
Outstanding. Hey, we've got a young man from Port Huron who might have an opportunity now with the Los Angeles Kings. You mentioned goalies being injured. The Kings are down to Joseph Budaj, and they've got Jack Campbell up, backing him up right now. And they've got a busy week this week, so I'm hopeful that Jack will see some action.
Yeah, I am too. I noticed by the score sheet last night that he was dressed as the backup goaltender, but did not get in, and the Kings won the game. So that probably means Peter Budaj will go in yet again for the next one. Because you know how it is with coaches, especially traditional coaches like Daryl Sutter. You're going to play until you lose, and then we're going to think about things. Jeff Zatkoff, the number 2 goaltender, is down for at least a week. So I hope that Jack can at least get into one game so that he's got that taste of playing in the NHL. For the Kings, he did get in one game for the Dallas Stars. But it's always nice to see that Port Huron connection. And I was just talking with Eddie Olczyk this morning about the young players in Chicago, and he mentioned that the guy that's the standout so far among the young players is Tyler Motte from St. Clair.
Yeah, and L.A. is in Chicago Sunday afternoon. Wouldn't that be fun if Jack and Tyler got to play against each other?
It sure means something to the area, wouldn't it?
That would be outstanding. Tyler's really done well. I know you were there the night he got his first point. He seems to me, Doc, to be very level-headed. I think the NHL is becoming a young league, and all the young players that come in, it just amazes me how well they do right off the bat and how well they handle the situation.
It's determined a lot by economics, Dennis, as you know, and, you know, the salary cap is in the 72 million, 72 and change range. And by contrast, you know, the last year we had an open market was 03-04, and the Red Wings were at 77.8 and the Rangers at 77.0, and then there was a huge drop-off to everybody else. So we're gradually getting back to where we were 12, 13 years ago. But I think the thing, too, is that now the players like Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane get rewarded as they need to be because they're rewarded for a long term. They're going to be there. And so the true test of your team and how good you're going to be are the young guys that you bring up that don't make as much money but don't force you to go over the salary cap. So if you can balance your roster with guys that are of great talent, like Mott is, but don't bend your payroll to the extent that you have to move them in the off season after maybe a year or two, then you're really laughing about it. And the Blackhawks have three championships over the last 7 years, and after each one of them, they had to move significant people just because they were pushed so hard on the cap.
Surprisingly, maybe the Red Wings are the model. Dylan Larkin with 2 goals last night. Athanasiou got a goal, and Thomas Vanek with a goal. So you got the young guys with an influx of a veteran guy. I have to be honest. I'm surprised by the 5-2 start. Pleasantly surprised, though.
So am I, and I'm surprised by the 5 straight wins. And this is traditionally the way the Red Wings like to do it, and this goes back to the days before Ken Holland when Jim Devolano was general manager too. They like to have a top-heavy home schedule in the fall. They like to be the rested team playing back-to-backs. In other words, they would play the first game at home, and then if they had to play a back-to-back, they would go away for the second one. So at least they were able to play at home on the first one and show their fans the more rested team. And build up points at the expense of visiting teams in the fall so that by the time you got to March, when other teams were in desperation mode trying to get in, you would already build up points that you had. Now, that backfires if you get injuries and all of a sudden you get into January and February and the other teams are starting to catch you and maybe pass you, and you had to back in like they did on the final day last year. But the model that they have schedule-wise is working well for them right now. And the model that they have, you know, other than what Pittsburgh did with its speed, I think the model that the Red Wings have in terms of building their players through Grand Rapids is another one that teams around the league are going to look at and hopefully replicate themselves, because this is panning out really well. And the lowest goals against average among individual netminders in the league as of today belongs to, fill in the blank,
Jimmy Howard.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. That's 5 points for you, Dennis Tucker.
All right. Speaking of goalies, no surprise Montreal is back on top with Carey Price back. But what is going on in Edmonton? Is that the Oilers that are 5-1, or is that a misprint?
I know. Fascinating, isn't it? It is good. It's fascinating, but it's also wonderful to see because they've waited so long. And they finally bit the bullet and shipped out Taylor Hall to the New Jersey Devils over the course of the summer. They've done some changing, and I think finally they're getting the reward, as Chicago did for those awful years when they were terrible and missed the playoffs, but they got good draft picks. Maybe they're finally getting the reward. And the fact that that so far their star players are not injured and they're able to play pretty well, this is attention that Edmonton finally is getting what they deserved. Now, what you have to do is take the 6 games that they've played and prorate it out over 82 and trust that they're going to continue to do that well and to maintain that standard. But it's been so long since Edmonton ever had a division lead like they did today that you just say, congratulations, boys, keep her going, and they play again tonight.
All right, we got to let Doc go. He's a busy man, but before we do, are you a Cubs or an Indians rooter in this World Series?
I'm happy if either team wins. I'm standing back because, you know, as a Pirate fan, I suppose I should root for the team in the National League, but it really doesn't matter to me. I suppose as a Tiger fan, which is my number 2 team, I should have a dislike for the Indians, but it really doesn't matter to me. I'm glad that at least one set of fans is going to be rewarded for a long, long drought.
All right.
So I watched the game last night while I had a hockey game on the radio here in New York, but I guess I don't really care. I know that somebody's going to be really happy. I can't imagine what I'm reading in the newspaper about seats at Wrigley Field going on StubHub for $100,000.
Wow. Must be
nice.
Yeah,
I know.
must be nice. Well, I guess the other owners can buy those.
I'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night over at the rink.
Yeah, Prowlers opener Saturday night. You'll be there. I'll be there too.
Good.
The game will be on the stream at WPHM.net. So if you get a chance, Doc, swing by the booth.
You're going to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. And what football game are we going to have on Friday night?
Friday night will be the Marysville game. They're at home against St. Clair Shores South Lake. South Lake averages 48 points a game this season. So final score might be about 70-50. But I'm picking Marysville to win.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll look forward to that, too.
All right, have a good call tonight, Doc.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, there's Doc Emmerich. We will grab a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.